India's recent announcement of the Punyashlok Ahilyadevi Holkar Farmers Loan Waiver Scheme, worth 35,000 crore rupees, has reignited the national debate on the economic and political logic of farm debt relief, prompting a comprehensive review of India's three-decade history with agricultural loan waivers. This is Maharashtra's third loan waiver in a decade, following earlier schemes in 2017 and 2020. The scheme covers overdue crop loans up to 2 lakh rupees as of 30 September 2025 and includes a 50,000 rupee incentive for regular loan repairs, an attempt to address the moral hazard problem that blanket waivers create. The history of farm loan waivers in India dates back to 1990, when the central government introduced the Agriculture and Rural Debt Relief Scheme, providing relief of up to 10,000 rupee per farmer at a total cost of approximately 10,000 crore rupees. This was announced in the run-up to the 1991 general elections. Over 35 years, the central and state governments have cumulatively spent approximately 3 lakh rupees crore on agricultural debt relief, an expenditure that has yet to resolve the structural crisis of Indian farm distress. In 2008, the central government introduced the Agricultural Debt Waiver and Debt Relief Scheme, which was the most significant central intervention, costing 52,500 crore rupees and providing complete waiver for small and marginal farmers, those with up to 5 acres of land holding. For larger farmers, it provided 25% debt relief, with the remaining 75% repayable in installments. The scheme reached approximately 3.7 crore farmers. From 2014-15 onwards, loan waivers shifted from a central prerogative to a competitive state-level political instrument. States, including Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Punjab, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, and Tamil Nadu, announced waivers cumulatively totaling approximately 2.5 lakh rupees crore, equivalent to about 1.4% of India's 2016-17 GDP. A striking political pattern has emerged. 8 of 10 state waivers announced since 2014 were declared within 90 days of election results, making farm loan waivers one of the most explicit forms of electoral fiscal populism in India. India has seen 4 broad categories of waiver design: complete or blanket waiver, where the entire outstanding loan is written off, regardless of loan amount or land holding size; partial waiver, where relief is capped at a fixed amount, typically 1-2 rupees lakh per farmer; targeted waiver, where relief is restricted to specific categories, such as small and marginal farmers, disaster-affected districts, or particular loan types; an interest waiver, where only accumulated interest or PUNL interest is written off and principal repayment is still required. The case for farm loan waivers is that they address real distress. India recorded over 10,700 suicides in the farming sector in 2023, a significant portion linked to debt burden. When crop failures, droughts, or commodity price crashes erode income over consecutive seasons, the accumulated debt burden becomes mathematically impossible to repay without external intervention. The specific benefits of waivers include immediate liquidity restoration, allowing fresh credit eligibility for the next sowing season, breaking debt traps, where compounding interest makes principal repayment increasingly impossible, rural consumption stimulus as waived debt frees household income, and psychological relief from the constant threat of asset seizure by moneylenders or banks. However, the economic evidence against farm loan waivers as a policy instrument is substantial. Credit culture erosion is the most documented harm, as rational farmers who can repay choose not to, anticipating the next waiver. Agricultural gross NPAs reached 8.44% by March 2019, with NPAs surging in almost all states that announced waivers in 2017-18 and 2018-19. Bank risk aversion follows, as lenders respond to rising NPAs by reducing agricultural credit exposure, increasing collateral requirements and raising effective interest rates, worsening the access problem for the next generation of farmers. Fiscal displacement is severe, as state waivers consume between 0.1% and 1.8% of state GSDP, crowding out productive capital expenditure on irrigation, rural roads, cold chains, and market infrastructure, the investments that would actually address the structural causes of farm distress. Poor targeting undermines the welfare argument, as studies found that only approximately 50% of eligible farmers received promised waiver amounts between 2014 and 2022. Waivers primarily benefit farmers with formal bank loans, excluding the large population that borrows from informal moneylenders at far higher interest rates. The regressive distribution of waivers is also a concern, as the poorest agricultural workers, landless laborers and subsistence cultivators with no formal credit access receive nothing from loan waivers, while relatively better-off farmers with formal loan accounts benefit most. The economic consensus favors replacing the waiver instrument with investments that address root causes, such as direct income support through schemes like Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, which provides 6,000 rupee per year to all land-holding farmers, providing predictable, non-distortionary income supplementation without affecting credit discipline. Crop insurance reform, such as the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, which covers crop loss risk, is also essential, although claim settlement delays and inadequate coverage have limited its effectiveness. Agricultural infrastructure investment, such as cold storage, warehousing, and rural logistics, can reduce post-harvest losses estimated at 15 to 25% of output that erode effective farm income. Market reform, through the eNational Agriculture Market Platform and expanded farmer-producer organizations, can improve price realization by reducing intermediary margins. Affordable credit access, through the expansion of the Kisan Credit Card Scheme, can reduce dependence on informal moneylenders, whose interest rates, 24 to 36% per annum, are a primary driver of debt traps. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The cumulative cost of farm loan waivers over 35 years is approximately 3 lakh rupees crore. The 1990 Agriculture and Rural Debt Relief Scheme provided relief up to 10,000 rupee per farmer at a total cost of approximately 10,000 crore rupees. The 2008 Agricultural Debt Waiver and Debt Relief Scheme cost 52,500 crore rupees and provided complete waiver for small and marginal farmers. The state-led surge in waivers from 2014 to present has totaled approximately 2.5 lakh rupees crore, equivalent to about 1.4% of India's 2016-17 GDP. Maharashtra's latest waiver, the Punyashlok Ahilyadevi Holkar Farmers Loan Waiver Scheme, is worth 35,000 crore rupees. The types of waivers include complete or blanket waiver, where the entire loan is written off, partial waiver, where relief is capped at a fixed amount, targeted waiver, where relief is restricted to specific categories, and interest waiver, where only accumulated interest or punnel interest is written off. The evidence of harm from waivers includes the surge in agricultural gross NPAs, which reached 8.44% by March 2019, and the fact that 8 of 10 state waivers announced since 2014 were declared within 90 days of election results. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the key schemes, such as ADRS 1990, ADVERS 2008, PM Kisan, PMFBY, ENAM, and KCC. For mains, GS3, focus on agricultural distress and indebtedness, farm loan waiver policy, alternatives to waivers, fiscal federalism, and state finances. GS1 will cover farmer suicides, causes, distribution, and government response. In conclusion, the debate on farm loan waivers is complex, with both positive and negative aspects. While waivers provide immediate relief to distressed farmers, they also have long-term consequences such as credit culture erosion and fiscal displacement. As India moves forward, it is essential to consider structural alternatives that address the root causes of farm distress, providing a more sustainable solution to this critical issue. The significance of this topic extends beyond the farming sector, as it has implications for India's economic growth, social welfare, and political stability.